just a little bit about your background, and I've been reading through one of your books. You weren't diagnosed till you were in university.
Yeah, I was at the University of Colorado and 20 years old, healthy, athletic, played sports all my life kind of a guy, and all of a sudden I was diagnosed as having type 1 diabetes. And that's a significant, there's a significant difference between type 1 and type 2. But did that, made a promise to myself. In fact, I made two promises to myself after the diagnosis. And one was that I would never let it keep me from doing anything I wanted to do. And the other one is that I would always be open about it and talk to people about it. And so I've been able to do both of those things, and I think it's turned out really good. I've had type 1 diabetes now for 54 years. I'm 74 years old and still water skiing and wakeboarding and snow skiing and playing golf and actually still playing softball. So it's been a good life, a good long healthy life with diabetes.
Now, you mentioned you're going to be talking a little bit about your latest book, which is about living with type 2 diabetes, though.
I am. And the key, this is a key point here in this, and that is these books that I have, and the two books I'll be talking about is one called What Should I Eat? And the second called Your Type 2 Diabetes Lifeline. And these are based on 60,000 blood sugar tests that I've given myself over the last 30 or 35 years. And so I know what every food does to your blood sugar and also to your weight, because your weight is directly a relationship of how much glucose you put into your body, and that's sugar, how much sugar you put into your body. And so what I've done with these books is I've graphed. I've taken hundreds of foods, tested hundreds of foods, and I've actually tested thousands, but I've graphed, charted and graphed hundreds of foods, and the graphs are in the books, and they'll show what every food does, how fast it goes into your blood sugar, how much glucose it creates in your blood sugar, in your blood, and how much weight it adds. And so what turned out to be what these two books have initially were done to bring blood sugar down to help people control type 2 diabetes. But what they've become is sort of weight loss books too. And the feedback I get is about 50% in how much it's brought their blood sugar down and how healthy they have become. And the other 50% is how much weight they've lost. So people write in more about weight loss and what they've lost in terms of weight and as a result of these books. So it's sort of accidental weight loss, but it's it turned out to be, boy, a good book for bringing blood sugar down, for living healthy, and also for losing weight.
In testing all those foods, were there certain things that you had normally thought of as healthy foods that really surprised you, that really skyrocketed your blood sugar?
Yes, yes, and that's a great question. And what I've found out is, number one, when the food pyramid was done in 1980, it said just eat very little fat. Don't eat any fat at all. You know, if you can avoid it, just eat small amounts of fat and eat large amounts of what I call starchy carbohydrates. And they said eat 6 to 11 helpings a day of wheat products, of bread, of bagels, of cereals, and spaghetti and pasta and things like that, 6 to 11 helpings a day. I mean, if I would have followed the food pyramid, I'd have to put my keyboard on my stomach to be able to write a book because I would have been so fat. But what I found out is that the food pyramid was wrong, and now the world is really changing, and that is the government has realized the food pyramid was wrong too. But what I found out is that there are two categories of foods that are really bad for you. One is, of course, sweet carbohydrates. We all know that. The second is the starchy carbohydrates, and that's bagels, cereals, and I've tested all the different cereals, and those are terrible, terrible for you, bread, those kinds of things. But your friends are protein, fat, and vegetable carbohydrates. So with protein, fat, and vegetable carbohydrates, and there's a couple of exceptions to that, like corn is an exception to that, but there are, those categories are your friends, and those categories are the ones that have almost no impact on blood sugar and no impact on weight. And of those, of the proteins, the heroes are fish. Salmon, halibut, scallops, shrimp are wonderful foods for keeping blood sugar down and keeping your weight down. And you can put all the butter you want on those foods and all the fat you want on those foods, but there's some conditions. And I'll explain those conditions when I'm down there, what you can't do, what you can and can't do. But the book is very, very high. The books and my results are very, very high on seafood. And so I think that'll be a very positive message down in Petersburg.
Easy message to preach in this seafood town.
Yes, it is. It's a great message to preach. And so what people will learn, the people that who should attend this, are the first session starts at 10:30. And that is both for type 1 and type 2 diabetics. And the second session starts at 11:30, and that's exclusively for type 2 diabetics, pre-diabetics, and borderline diabetics. So anybody whose doctor has said, you know, you're a borderline diabetic, they'll benefit greatly from this book. And anybody that has type 2 diabetes, I tell them to don't look at it as a sentence for a shorter life. Look at it as an opportunity for a longer, healthier life, because you'll learn right now, you'll learn this Saturday, what you can do to change your life and live healthier, live longer, and just have a better life all around.